Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Our week of celebration for the WNIT champions continues in front of over 13,000 fans at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall last Saturday. The Hoosiers picked up their first championship in program history. Tyra Buss was a driving force behind all of that happening. She reflects back on a busy season and a busy career.
Just the fact that we just never gave up and that we just kept fighting together and we got better as a group, you know, and they were, you know, the freshmen especially were just eager to get better. And I know we had that, you know, our start of our season wasn't the best and wasn't what we, you know, wanted. But the fact that we just kept fighting together and the growth that we made, you know, throughout the season really shows a lot about this group. So it's definitely going to be hard, you know, leaving them just because I know that they've worked super hard and, you know, they're just going to continue to get better. And I'm really excited to see where the future of Indiana women's basketball goes.
The 82 wins set by the senior class, Cahill and Buss, are the most in program history. That follows the most in program history set last year with 80 wins. The future is bright, and fans are starting to realize this program is heading in the right direction.
We wanted to come here and we wanted to, you know, make an impact in this program. And I think that you can tell that we kind of have and that where it's gone to from where it started. And so our goal, Amanda and I, we've talked about it from, you know, the beginning, was to, you know, or at least have some people in the upper deck. And there was. Hoosier Nation really is amazing. They love their basketball in the state of Indiana, but, you know, it's just amazing the fact that, you know, where it's grown, you know, from where it began. So I'm really happy and I'm definitely going to miss it.
Tyra, I think the feeling is mutual. Indiana fans are going to miss you as well because of the impact you made in a four-year career. The Reds return to the radio tonight. They're in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chance Coyle was named an Indiana All-Star yesterday. The senior from Bloomington South, who's put on an unbelievable career, four sectional championships, multiple conference championships, he will join a very elite class of 13 players to don the Indiana jersey to take on the Kentucky All-Stars coming up later this summer in June. Coyle is the ninth Bloomington South All-Star in history and the first since Tucker Blackwell back in 2016. A total of 22 players have been selected from Bloomington all the way back to 1939 with Bud Goodwin. Coyle has been a rock for this program. He will go down as the leading scorer in school history with 1,553 points. He's also second in rebounding with 530. Shooting the basketball has never been a problem. He finished his career as a 44% three-point shooter, 86% from the line, and 59% from two. His 20 points and 6 rebounds a game led the South Panthers into regional action this year before falling to Romeo Langford and New Albany to wrap up their season. Coyle will be heading to the University of Southern Indiana to follow in the footsteps of his father, but before that, he'll have All-Star game memories to make. June 8th, Bellarmine University, and then Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on June 9th. Before we get there, he'll be playing Friday night in Martinsville and Sunday here at Bloomington North as the All-Star Parade of Games continues. Also on Sunday, his coach, J.R. Holmes, will be inducted into the Hoosier Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Excellence. Game time for the boys is 4 o'clock. The girls go at 2:15. Congratulations to Chance Coyle on a great honor and a great career as a South Panther. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.